Russia is a step closer to importing thousands of tons of nuclear waste. Yesterday, lawmakers in the Duma, the lower house of parliament, approved a controversial set of bills that would allow Russia to accept spent nuclear fuel in exchange for cash. Environmental groups say the plan would turn Russia into the world's nuclear dumping ground. Eric Engelman reports from Moscow.
For a country with a long history of nuclear accidents, the very idea of accepting nuclear waste would seem far-fetched, to say the least. But the idea has widespread approval among Russian lawmakers. The reason? Money. Russia's Atomic Energy Ministry estimates the plan could earn the country $20 billion over the next 10 years. During Wednesday's debate in the Duma, opponents like Liberal Deputy Yuli Rybakov warned about what future generations would think. Let us make public the names of those who voted in favor, he said, so our children will know who they should curse. Despite opinion polls that show 70% to 90% of the Russian population opposes accepting nuclear waste, politicians across the board say it's in the country's best interest. Under the Atomic Ministry proposal, spent nuclear fuel would be stored for 2 to 4 decades, then reprocessed to recover plutonium, which would in turn be used as fuel for a new generation of nuclear reactors. Nikolai Lavrov, an advisor to the Russian Security Council, says that by taking in nuclear waste, Russia would be performing a kind of public service. It's our duty to import spent nuclear fuel because of the danger of weapons proliferation, he said. If we're going to leave fuel in countries with undemocratic, aggressive regimes, then we're creating the conditions for them to build nuclear arms. The Atomic Ministry has promised to use proceeds from the nuclear waste transactions to fund environmental cleanup projects across Russia, but critics say the facilities intended to store the nuclear waste are hazardous themselves. One likely recipient of spent fuel is the Mayak nuclear station in Siberia, which has a long history of accidents, including an explosion in the 1950s. And dumping of nuclear waste in local rivers and lakes in the Mayak region spawned a radioactive dust cloud in the late 1960s. Atomic officials say their projected revenues will cover the necessary upgrades to the facility, but Vladimir Kuznetsov of the environmental group Green Cross says Mayak is not the only problem. In the past 7 years, he said, there have been 36 incidents at nuclear facilities in Russia, and in most of those cases, there were radiation leaks, and that's just the official information. Russia's fledgling environmental movement has made a test case out of the nuclear waste issue. Last year, a coalition of ecological groups gathered 2.5 million signatures calling for a referendum on the proposal. But Russia's Central Election Commission invalidated more than 600,000 of them, effectively killing the petition. In the ensuing months, the environmental movement appears to have lost steam. Only a handful of demonstrators turned up outside the Duma Wednesday. They chained themselves to the doors of parliament, but were quickly dragged away. For NPR News, this is Eric Engelman in Moscow.